Let us read from God's holy word, from John's Gospel, chapter 2, and we'll read the first 11 verses. The Gospel according to John, chapter 2, and the first 11 verses. And the third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, They have no wine. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother saith unto the servants, Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. And there were set there six water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing two or three firkins apiece. Jesus saith unto them, Fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he saith unto them, Draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast, and they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and saith unto him, Every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. We have here that wonderful record of Jesus at the marriage in Cana of Galilee, and that wonderful miracle that he performed. I was thinking of the marriage tomorrow, if we're spared, and this seemed to so rest upon me, and particularly these words in verse 5. His mother saith unto the servants, Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Now, there's a few things I just want to briefly set before you. First of all, concerning the dear mother of Christ. Here, she was to be God's messenger. To the people, and particularly to these servants. It's a wonderful thing, you know, throughout God's word, there are occasions where the Lord has used godly women as his messengers. Let me name just one or two. Here with this dear woman who is often made too much of by the Roman Catholics, and yet by many she's often forgotten, but she was a most gracious and favoured woman. We are told in the Word of God, when she was to bring forth the precious Son of God, "Thou art most favoured among all women." And here she was to be used to speak these words to the servants, "Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it." And in doing what she commanded them, there was profit in it, because that water that the water pots had been filled with was to be turned into wine. And it wasn't just any wine. The master of the feast, he said, "Thou hast kept the best wine until now." And you see, there are times with the Lord's dear people when he keeps the best wine unto perhaps the evening hour. But regarding him using her as a messenger, we think of the wonderful occasion of the resurrection. You know, that message that Christ was risen from the dead was to be conveyed to the disciples by a godly woman, Mary Magdalene. "Go and tell my disciples." It was a clear command, wasn't it, that he had risen. And in going and declaring it, she was God's messenger. Then we think too of the dear woman of Samaria. You know, she was to be the Lord's messenger in the city, wasn't she? She came with a beautiful message. I think it was George Whitfield said she was the first woman preacher. Not that he agreed with women preaching, because he didn't. But I know what he meant, because the Lord was to use her to bring that blessed message to the city. And what was it? "Come, see a man that told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ?" And you know, the Lord has used godly women in many ways as his messengers. You may have heard me say before that when dear Mr. Mulvey was exercised about the ministry, the Lord spoke to him in Scotland those precious words which the Lord spoke to the Apostle Paul. "I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake." And you know, when the Lord spoke them to him in that bed of affliction in Scotland, he knew what it meant. The day would come where we would have to declare the unsearchable riches of Christ. But when he came back home into Sussex and was well enough to go to Black Boys Chapel, Uncle Jabez's wife, Aunt Annie, she was a woman that was a real mother in Israel. She had travailed for his soul. And when he walked into the car park to go into the chapel at Black Boys, she met him. And she said to him, "David, the Lord has given me a word to speak to you. And it is this: I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake." And she was God's messenger. He said, "I didn't say a word to her. I just walked in chapel with the message in my heart, what she had come with from the Lord." And you know, there was one occasion in one's own life where we were walking through a deep trial, and the Lord dropped those beautiful words into my heart. In that beautiful hymn, which closes the first verse, and each verse really, 'tis all for the best. I couldn't see it at the time. But you know, a few days later I had to pick a godly lady up at the late Mrs. Giles to take her to chapel. And she was a woman that hardly said anything in vital things of God, but she, what she said was always so real. And on this occasion she got in the car, and we drove about half a mile from her bungalow. And she said, you know, I've got a word to say to you. I keep thinking of what you're in. And she said this, "'Tis all for the best." And you know, I've never forgot how she said it. I didn't know really how to drive afterwards, but I drove to the chapel. And the Lord wonderfully sealed it, because it was the first hymn that was given out. Now, I don't know why I name it tonight, but you see, the Lord can use who he pleases as his messengers. Here he used the dear Mother of Christ. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Now I realise it's a vast subject and many sermons could be preached on it. But what has he said to you? What has he said to me? You think, even today, or it may be in the past week, or in the days past, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Well, let me just use, and I'll just be brief, but one or two illustrations of this. If he says to you, pray without ceasing, seek for the Lord to give you grace to do it, pray without ceasing. There'll be many times through our lives we come to the place where we have to pray. But oh, what an exhortation. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Pray without ceasing. It may be for the confirmation of a promise the Lord has given you. It may be for the Lord to appear for you in your pathway in providence. It may be for him to appear for you in your soul. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. And then, there are times where he, like with the children of Israel, he bid them this, through Moses, say unto the children of Israel that they go forward. They got to venture on. The Lord was to make the way. Beautiful word that is, isn't it? Say unto the children of Israel, they go forward. And it may be in a certain step tonight, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Do it. Be obedient to what he saith. And you see, as I indicated just now, with these servants, in doing what he had commanded them, there was profit in it, and there will be profit for your soul and mine if we do what he commands us. And then, there are times where he will say to you, sit still, my daughter. Or stand still, or be still. You do it, and seek for grace to. But you see, the child of God does not always stand still. And that's why I name that beautiful word concerning the children as that they go forward. But what he saith to you. And when the Lord speaks it, like when he spoke it through the dear Mother of Christ to these servants, there was power with it. There was divine authority with it. It was the message of heaven. And then it may be he will say to you, follow me. You do it. Do exactly what the Lord says. You know, it's so encouraging, those of us who had children and their grandchildren, to see them do what the loving parent may, or us as parents may, have told them to do. See them obedient, you see. I remember preaching at Ashwell, I think it was back in 1982, if I remember rightly. And there were a couple there that were graciously exercised about following the Lord in the sacred step of baptism. And they hadn't told me anything about the exercise, but, you know, the Lord gave me these words, "Be ye as obedient children." And that's why I ventured to preach on that Lord's Day morning. "Be ye as obedient children." And the Lord so used it, you know. And in the course of business and that, I had to call at the farm that Monday morning, and they prayed all day after I'd preached from it that I'd come to see them, and I called there and had my lunch with them, and they just opened their heart. "Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it." And that was their one desire, to do what the Lord had commanded, be as obedient children. But I must leave it because of the time, but you see, this is a vast word. But may the Holy Spirit sweetly, and I don't know what he's commanded you, or what he said to you, but don't forget this word. Whatsoever he saith, the Lord saith, unto thee, personal it is, do it. And may the Lord grant us each grace to do it. Well, I'll leave it for your meditation. May the Lord bless the word.